Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, Joe, you know tonight that Niagara in basketball is at Duke at Cameron tonight?
Yes, I think it's the first ever matchup between the two teams, too.
And obviously Greg Paulus, the head coach at Niagara, played for Coach Krzyzewski at Duke. Coach K, he was a guard on the Duke basketball squad. And then Greg Paulus was Mr. Football and Mr. Basketball in New York State in high school. He was such a good football player and recruited everywhere. He actually then, after 4 years of playing basketball, played quarterback at Syracuse University. So, so now he's going back to Duke to play a game, to coach his team. Niagara's 2-2 this year. They have beaten Binghamton and Delaware State. They've lost to Lemoyne and Duquesne. And now they go to Duke tonight to take on the Blue Devils at Cameron in Durham. And that is a 7 p.m. start. So good luck to Niagara and Greg Paulus tonight. Sabres at home tonight. We're going to get with Paul Hamilton in a minute. 7 p.m. start against the Chicago Blackhawks. That game can be heard right here on WGR Sports Radio 550, along with the pregame show, which begins at 6 p.m. tonight. Bills do not play on Sunday, but these teams do. Jets at the Ravens. Tyrod Taylor now getting the starting role for the New York Jets. Ravens, Lamar Jackson pops up on the injury report, but he's kind of sore and dealing with things. Should be no problem with him playing. But Ravens, depending on how the Steelers do in their game at the Bears, could be tied for first place with the Steelers in the AFC North after this weekend. Jets 2-8 at Ravens 5-5. Steelers 6-4. They could be 7-4, taking on the Bills when they meet next week. The Bears 7-3 right now, having a nice little season. A lot of close games. Aaron Rodgers going back to kind of his hometown, basically, right? I think he's from that area, to take on the Chicago Bears. And he's got a fractured left wrist, same thing, I guess. So we'll see how that impacts him. What's going to happen with Joe Burrow? Any word on that yet, Joe? Do we know? He might play, right? Burrow might play against the Patriots this week.
Listen, if you're asking me, I think he's going to. He's been a full participant in practice all week. I don't see you practicing and then having the Bengals, who still, I mean, if they go on a heck of a run here, and they might have a chance, right? So, like, I don't see them sitting him if he's available to play. Like, Flacco's also on the injury report and limited. So
I think you're right. No Ja'Marr Chase, no Trey Hendrickson. Still a tough battle and tough hill to climb against the 9-2 Patriots and Drake May, who is one of the front runners for league MVP, and now, of course, a chance to get to 10-2 and take a really commanding lead on the AFC East in the Buffalo on the Buffalo Bills in the AFC East. That is a 1 p.m. game. Patriots at Bengals. Giants are at the Lions. Lions 6-4, try to keep pace in the NFC North with the Bears. That's a really tight division. 7-3 Bears, 6-4 Lions, 6-3-1 Packers, 4-6 Vikings, Giants 2-9 right now. They go to Detroit this week. They go to New England next week in a primetime game. No Brian Daboll there anymore. The Vikings, though, and the Packers, very, very important game in the NFC North. Still plenty of time if the Vikings can get a win here to get to 5-6. They could drop the Packers to 6-4 and be only a game behind, or 6-4-1, I should say, and be only a game behind. Then you have the Colts and the Chiefs. I mean, at this point, I think you might just want to keep rooting for the Colts, keep the Chiefs down and out of it. I don't know. Maybe you want the Chiefs to win if you still feel the Bills can win the division and catch the Colts. Last night's loss might have changed a lot of how people thought about this game and where you want to go and what you want to do with the Colts at the Chiefs. Daniel Jones shows up on the injury report for the Colts, so that's not good. The Chiefs coming off a loss last week, they are 5-5 now. after that loss 22-19 last week to the Indianapolis Colts. So a very, very important game there at 1 p.m. in Kansas City. Seahawks 7-3 at the Titans 1-9. Cam Ward starting to play pretty good football for the Tennessee Titans, but they're still only 1-9 in line maybe for a number one pick again. Seahawks just, they look really good. Even though they lost last week to the Rams after four interceptions from Sam Darnold, still looks like a good football team, real good football team on defense especially. Jags are at the Cardinals, 6-4 Jags. Have a chance to go to 7-4 and pass the Buffalo Bills in the standings and put the Bills in the seventh seed. Cardinals are 3-7. I mean, I just want to watch Jacoby Brissett sling the ball around, to be quite honest with you at this point. You know what I mean? So Brian Colzio just told me Pat Malacaro is calling the game tonight with Todd Callen. Great for Pat. He was at the shoot-around yesterday. All right, great for Pat. Pat Malacaro calling the game tonight, so appreciate that. And thank you, Brian. Appreciate you telling me that. So good luck to Duke tonight at Cameron. Good luck to Niagara tonight at Cameron Indoor against Duke. Okay, Browns at Raiders. 2-8 at 2-8. Raiders not having the season they thought they would, but this is not a surprise to me. I thought the Raiders would not be very good, but I know they have more than two wins by now, I guess. Tough division, but they just haven't gotten off the mat. Browns can't figure it out offensively. It looks like Shedeur Sanders is now going to be the quarterback. Maybe he's the quarterback the Bills face. Who knows? When that game takes place in a few weeks, their defense, Myles Garrett, still very, very good. But a little more leaky as of late, giving up 23 last week to Baltimore, 27 to the Jets, 32 to the Patriots. What happened to the Browns defense? I don't know. Still really good, but I don't know. Maybe not as good as I thought. Eagles at the Cowboys. Rematch of week one. Remember the spitting incident with Dak and Jalen Carter. Remember that? Jalen Carter and Dak. 8-2. Eagles at 4-5-1 Cowboys.
Yeah, they shut the Cowboys down pretty good. The Eagles got shut down pretty good, I should say, that week in week one.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown Eagles had one fantasy
Eagles
point.
Eagles are 8-2. Like, the Bills are 7-4, right? I get it. And Eagles are 8-2. So you win your 9-2. It's not the same scenario, but man, there's just a lot of questions about them by their own fan base and media over there, just like the Bills. It's crazy. Chiefs are 5-5. There's so many questions. Ravens, look at them. I mean, I always say this, folks, okay? That fans look at the team, the Bills, their team, in such a microscopic lens that you don't see what's going on around the league enough. And every team goes through struggles and goes through ups and downs and goes through, oh my God, this coordinator sucks and fire this person and up and down week to week league. Every team does. You got to look around the league. Look at the Eagles and what they're going through with their fan base right now, what they think. Look at the Ravens, and I know they're starting to charge here, but what they went through for 10 weeks, basically 9 weeks. The Chiefs for sure at 5-5. We'll get to Paul Hamilton in 1 second. Let me wrap up the Sunday slate. Falcons at Saints in the NFC South. Tough for Michael Penix Jr. out for the rest of the year with that knee injury. Buccaneers at Rams, a good football game, I think. I was impressed with the Bucs last week. 6-4 Bucs at the Rams at 8-2 are playing good football right now. And Matthew Stafford is especially as well. That is your Sunday night game, by the way, Buccaneers-Rams. Your Monday night game is Panthers-49ers. And the NFC West, who would have thought they both have winning records right now? Panthers especially at this point in the season. Okay, let's get to Paul Hamilton, who joins me on the West Her Hotline. The Sabres are at home tonight to the Chicago Blackhawks and Connor Bedard. And I heard Paul say the other day, and he's right, this is not your same Chicago Blackhawks team, folks. This is a team playing good hockey right now. They're 10-6-4. Bedard's having an outstanding year. After what some felt was maybe a bit of a sophomore slump last year, not the case this year. They come to town against a Sabres team that just looked awful the other night against the worst team in the league, the Calgary Flames. Good morning, Paul. How are you? And are you down at the arena? Any news to report from Lindy Ruff, who just spoke with you guys?
Only one Blackhawk is on the ice right now. Benson was a possibility for tonight, but he was out there, and Lindy said he's not able to go. I'm getting...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The impression maybe Sunday might be the time for him to come back. Zucker will be back for this game. Okay. I knew Colton Ellis probably wouldn't start here. I think this was his, even if he had a good game the other night, I think this was his day off. I'm a little surprised Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is the starter. I thought maybe Alex Lyon would be. But Luukkonen is in net for the Sabres. But you talked about the Blackhawks. I look at, all right, why? But Bedard, of course, is a big part of it, 29 points in 20 games. But look at their goaltending. Spencer Knight has a goals against a 2.47 and a 9.22 save percentage, and Arvid Soderblom has 2.52 and a 9.12 save percentage. When you're getting goaltending like that, you're going to be a good hockey team. And this is a team that had been rebuilt. Anaheim's in the same boat. They were rebuilding. They got good young players, and now they're coming out of it. And that's the difference between these two teams and the Buffalo Sabres. They just never seem to come out of it. You know, I mean, they've rebuilt and then ripped it down and then rebuilt, and here they are again, and they just never seem to roll out of it. And that's what the Chicago Blackhawks are doing.
Okay, this is a really good segue. I'm glad. I've said I'm going to ask you this today because I've read and I get people calling me saying, well, Terry Pegula will never make changes. Look how he operates the Buffalo Sabres. And I say, okay, let me examine that for a minute. Because the Sabres have this 14-year playoff drought. And since 2013, when they originally fired Lindy Ruff, they'd had seven head coaches, counting Ruff coming back a second time. Seven over the last 12 years. They have had one, two, three, four general managers, three since firing Darcy Regier in 2013. So three they got rid of Darcy and he was in part of the beginning of the drought. All right, so it's three in 12 years general managers who don't usually get changed out as much. Now, I understand that Kevin Adams has been his position quite a long time, 5 years, 6 years going on, basically not making the playoffs. So my question to you is, would you characterize Terry Pegula with the Sabres as too patient, or no, he's not too patient. He even might be impatient.
Well, for a while, you said it. I mean, he was firing GMs every two and a half years. Whether it was Tim Murray, after he fired Darcy Regier, and then Jason Botterill, and now Kevin Adams has had the job going on 6 years. This is the sixth year, so he's been given a bigger opportunity. And they were going to keep Jason Botterill. I mean, Kim Pegula had come out and said that, we know things that you don't. And, and within a month he was gone. And that was the last time Terry Pegula talked to the hockey media, which was 2020 or 21. I can't remember when Adams was hired.
It was June of 2020.
Yeah, 20. So that was the last time he talked to the media and said, we felt we weren't being heard. And that's why Jason Botterill didn't get another year. It sounded like he was going to, but Jason Botterill wouldn't demolish the hockey department like Terry Pegula wanted, and Kevin Adams would. So that's how that happened. And here we are 6 years later, and the team's no better. You could even make a case that it's worse. And
Let me go back to and ask it maybe a different way. But would you agree that he's too patient? I mean, seven head coaches to me is not too patient. And I guess I'm trying to just kind of squash the narrative, I guess, from me to think that when people say, well, he'll never make changes with the Bills because look what he does with the Sabres. I'm like, no, he has made changes with the Sabres.
Yeah, and he made changes with the Bills before he came down on Sean McDermott and Beam. I mean, they were making changes all the time, too. So that's the thing. Yeah, he was impatient for a long time. Has he changed? Well, with this GM, he has. I mean, he's still changing coaches out. I mean, Don Granato got maybe 1 year longer than maybe other coaches have. But he's still changing coaches out. This is only Lindy Ruff's second year, you know. But he's, you know, he is comfortable with Kevin Adams. He obviously likes what he sees and is comfortable with what he sees and is fine with it.
Sabres Blackhawks tonight down at the KeyBank Center, 7 p.m. start. What's happening in goal tonight? Do we know?
Yeah, Tuukka Pekka Luukkonen, which I was a little surprised by. I knew Ellis would this was probably his off game, you know, that he, good or bad against in the last game against Calgary. And he wasn't good. That was the first game where I would say he wasn't good, but none of his teammates were either. He was right there with his teammates. It's the first game I've seen him play where rebounds were all over the place, and Calgary did capitalize on that a couple of times. But even if he played really well, I think this was the game that he wasn't going to get. I kind of thought maybe Alex Lyon would get this game. But it's going to be Uko Pekka Luukkonen, and it wouldn't shock me at all if Ellis was back in goal on Sunday afternoon.
How would you put them 1-2-3 in the pecking order? Is there a clear 1-2-3 right now in goal for the Sabres?
I don't think there is, but okay. I think Ellis is trending towards being number one.
Okay.
And I think but the thing is, everything is kind of a first for him. That was his first bad game in the NHL. How do you come off it? How do you react to it? We'll find out next time he starts. As I said, I would think it would be on Sunday, but nobody has said that. But now, all right, can you shake it off? Can you just, all right, that's fine. I'm going to get back to where I was. That's a key part there. So even when he was playing well, I would say he's getting the opportunity, but he's not the number one goaltender on this team yet. I think he has a long ways to go for that, but he was the one getting the opportunity, and he held on to it for a while because he was making big saves at big times and playing pretty well. You know, Lyon really started off well. I hate that his last game was 6 minutes and he got pulled. I mean, that was an awful game, and it wasn't his fault that you know, you get a breakaway right away, and it's Natchez who's the guy on the breakaway. You know, so yeah, he didn't make a big save there, but still, I mean, how does that happen where, you know, that quick in the game, a breakaway, it's in and there's a goal. So that pulling of him was more trying to wake the team up. And it's like, all right, that's it. I mean, we're going to try to wake the team up here. And that's the last time he's played goal. So, I'm sure he's just would love to get back in the net to kind of erase that from his memory.
Anything on Josh Norris after we saw him skate the other day?
Same thing. He's more day-to-day. Okay. He's still skating. He's out there today, still working. They knew he would be longer than Zucker. Zucker's back a little bit earlier. I think they were originally thinking maybe the weekend, but because he had to get his strength back. He had to start eating again. He had to get his stamina back, which he said was awful his first day on the ice when we talked to him. He's probably back one game sooner than they thought. Norris, it's hard to tell. You know, it's just, how does he feel? I think they ramp him up a little more every day. How do you feel today? You good today? Any pain? You fine? Okay, let's ramp it up a little bit. And that seems to be what they're doing with him. How long that takes, I can't tell you.
All right, Paul. Well, it's getting late early, I think, here for the Buffalo Sabres. They need to start grabbing some points, even though this is a mishmash and, you know, everybody's kind of together in the East. But they're falling behind when they lose a team like the Calgary Flames. They win tonight, they get to 20. They'll still be in the bottom, but still within striking distance here as they go forward towards the holidays. Got to let you go. I got to get out of here. Thanks a lot, Paul. We'll keep in touch tonight. And, of course, WGR550.com and at PHAM1717. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Take care.
All right, that is Paul Hamilton. We'll take a timeout here. We'll wrap up the program on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And by the way, before I do that, Paul's appearance is on WGR, as always, brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.